Our special guest this evening is nationally known as an after-dinner speaker and humorist. He's had several hit albums on the Lemon and National labels out of Lubbock, Texas. Kind of a backwoods philosopher, I guess is what you call him. The former district attorney of Nacogdoches, Texas. And now a practicing attorney. Tonight's special guest, Mr. Bob Murphy. Let's welcome him.
Howdy, friends. You know, I've been standing there looking out the little peephole, and this is a fine crowd tonight. Are you having fun? I think everybody that couldn't come sent somebody tonight. We got a full house. I come from East Texas, and I've been taking a lot of kids. Thank you, friend. I'm glad you folks from Texas is here to support me a little. They've been kidding me backstage. And one fella walked up to me and said, "Mr. Murphy, are you really from East Texas?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I used to have an old uncle lived over there. Said he used to tell me them East Texas people just took a bath once a week." I said, "That's how lies get started." I said, "Them's rumors." I said, "People in East Texas bathe every day of the week. They just throw the water out once a week." But I had a nice drive over here. The highways wasn't too crowded. The only thing I had trouble with was them trailer families. Y'all know them trailer families, don't you? It's a man and his wife and his kids. They drive in a $7,000 car. They pull in a $20,000 trailer. And they looking for a free place to park. I want to put you folks at ease now. Them of you that thought I was going to come out and sing, I ain't going to sing. I wished I could. I have thoroughly enjoyed these young men and this pretty young girl up here singing. I think when the good Lord passed out talent, the talent to sing was one of the greatest ones that he gives. Always wished that I could sing. I ruined my voice before I was 20 years old, cooling chili. But there's one thing about it. I know I can't sing. We have got lots of people in the country today singing that don't know they can't sing. We used to have a lady over in the Needmore Church in Nacogdoches County. She was the church soloist. Every church had got it one soloist. Now, this woman didn't want to sing too often. About once a service is all she wanted to sing in. She sang in the Needmore Church for over 40 years. And finally, her husband retired, and they're going to move down to the lake house down on Rayburn Reservoir, and the ladies of the church give a little reception for her to tell her goodbye. And they had some punch and some homemade cookies, and for the strong drinkers, they had coffee. And they was all, the cookies run out, and the punch was getting low, and people was drifting out of the church parlor. And the lady that had played the piano for this woman all this time called her over into the corner. She said, "Ms. Smurgerson," she says, "somebody ought to tell you." And she says, "I've been led to tell you." She said, "I have played the piano for you here in the church for over 35 years. She says, "I have played on the black keys. And I have played on the white keys." And said, "You have always sung in the cracks."